welcome to the Linked Parishes podcast. I'm Donald McCorkendale, Church of Scotland minister in the parishes of Strontian, Ardgour and Morvern, bringing you news from these parishes and beyond. Over the last couple of Sundays, the first two Sundays in Advent, we have been pondering some of the birth stories in the Old Testament, particularly those of Moses and Samson. Moses, during the time in Egypt when God's people were being oppressed by the Egyptians, Moses was the one who was saved in the basket by the bulrushes in the Nile. Pharaoh, who had forgotten that 400 years earlier, God's people, Joseph and his family, had been ones who were helpful in a time of famine. Moses is now going to be the one who will lead God's people. And from his birth was able to be brought up in the palace of the Pharaoh. Moses would hear the voice of God, would respond to that call, and would lead God's people back towards the land of promise, a land which was occupied by Canaanites, Philistines, and others. And once they get there, we're then into the time of the judges, before there were the kings in Israel. And Samson was one of those judges, and we maybe know something of Samson's story, and particularly how he lost his strength when Delilah arranged for his hair to be cut. But Samson's birth story is interesting. Samson's birth was foretold to his mother. We don't know her name. His father was Manoah. His mother was visited by an angel. And the story tells that something of Samson's greatness, his leadership, was pointed towards from even before his birth. These are two stories that may just help to point us towards the coming of another Saviour, one who would lead God's people, as we look towards the coming of the Messiah, the Christ, Jesus of Nazareth. Around our three parishes, we are well in the midst of all the Advent celebrations. We have already had one of our Christmas breakfasts at Ardgour, where there was room at the inn, and 25 or so of us enjoyed a good breakfast and some Christmas activities and singing some Christmas carols. Next Saturday, the 15th of December, something similar will be happening at Lochalan Village Hall. And we are grateful to members of Burach, the choir, who, well, they might sing for us, but they're cooking breakfast, brunch for us at the Lochalan Hall. So that's 10:30 for brunch at 11 o'clock. There'll be some messy church Christmas activities. There'll be fun for all the family. We'll be singing some Christmas carols. Still time to get your name onto the list. We've got over 30 we know are coming along. Let me know, or let Karina Jackson know, if you can come on Saturday to Lochalan Village Hall for the Christmas brunch. And similarly, on Saturday the 22nd, there'll be the Christmas breakfast at the Ariundel Centre in Strontian. 9 o'clock, again, for breakfast, for Christmas activities, for all the family, for some Christmas carols. And if you can let me know if you would like to come along on that occasion. The Peninsula Carols was a great success last Sunday evening on the 9th, when we had probably 100 people in Strontian Village Hall. A good sing. We always feel that the Christmas season, although we're not really there yet, we're still journeying through Advent, but it's always that sense that, yeah, things are happening. We are in Christmas mode and mood. The offering taken on Sunday evening was for Dalmore Nursing Home towards the cost of music resources. Staff there are hoping to roll out a programme of Playlist for Life. Maybe some of you have heard of that initiative, founded by Sally Magnusson, who during her mother's final illness living with dementia came to realise the importance, the power of music that can greatly help someone who is losing that kindly light of reason and memory. And yet music can bring back so many happy thoughts and allow family and friends and indeed the person themselves to enjoy something of music and its life. At Kingairloch Church this Thursday the 13th there will be carols by candlelight at 4:30. And at Treeslake Village Hall the following Thursday on the 20th at 7 o'clock for carols, mince pies and punch. This coming Sunday, the 16th, there'll be Cafe Church at Ardgower Memorial Hall, 9:30 for bacon rolls and coffee. And then our worship, Christmas themed, obviously, beginning at 10 o'clock and finishing by 11. All very welcome for that. Other services on the 16th, there'll be the Christingle service, a family service at 12 noon at Keel Church, and all are very welcome at that. At 4 o'clock in Strontian Church, again, Christingle service, Cubs and Beavers will be joining us. We hope that many from around the community will come along to that family service and enjoy something of the Advent joy that we mark on the third Sunday in Advent. If you've seen three purple candles and one pink one, it's the pink one that will burn on the Sunday for joy, the third Sunday in Advent. At 6 o'clock in Ardgour Church, there will be traditional worship led by Ella Gill at 6 o'clock. On Christmas Eve, there will be carols by candlelight at Strontian Church, 7 o'clock, something for all the family, and there's always a great turnout, a great atmosphere at that service, 7 o'clock at Strontian Parish Church on Christmas Eve. And later on that night at 11:30, watch night service at both Keel Church in Lochalan and at Ardgour Parish Church. I'll be leading worship at Keel and some of the elders will be leading worship at Ardgour Church. Details of all those and everything else that's happening during Advent and indeed through until the end of the year you'll find at the church website aksm.org.uk/Advent. Do remember, as all the Christmas cards start to come in, do keep the stamps. Just tear neatly round or cut round the edge. Your stamps are able to generate some funds for the World Mission Council and support overseas projects. The Stamp Appeal 2018 is supporting the Ukrainian Reformed Church in its work with children and young people with learning difficulties and disability. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of the Linked Parishes podcast. For all the news of what's on and all the worship times, check out aksm.org.uk or on Facebook and Twitter, you'll find us at AKSM Parishes. And if you haven't already done so, you can subscribe to this podcast so that it's there ready for you every fortnight as a new episode is produced. Full details are at aksm.org.uk/podcast. Thank you very much for listening. May God bless you richly, and may hope and peace, joy and love, and all God's good gifts be yours and yours to share this Advent time and always.